today's rest of the story. His name is William West. William West, tried, convicted, sent to Leavenworth for life. In his first day in the notorious Kansas Big House. Wait a minute, is it? Is it the first day? Because you see, when Bill reports to the warden says, what are you doing back? Get back to your cell. Bill says, I've not yet been assigned to a cell, sir. The warden says, nonsense, West, you've been here for 2 years. Get back to your cell. The two men stare into each other's eyes. Now, let me submit for your approval, Bill West, bad guy bewildered, prisoner of a recurring nightmare. Or if by any chance it's real, then this must be the rest of the story. Convict Bill West was insistent. He'd been sentenced only recently, he told Warden McClotty. He had just arrived at Leavenworth. Now the warden grew angry, was about to summon a guard when West said, why would I lie? And that was a good question, good enough to consider the possibility that the con standing before Warden McClotty had gone stir-crazy. Well, wait a minute, the warden said. I'm going to show you your file. And he did. And there in statistics and photographs was Leavenworth's lifer William West staring back from the pages at his incredulous self. Bill, astonished, shook his head. I do not understand, he kept saying, over and over. The warden said, look, I'll take your body measurements. I'll compare those with your records. He did that, and they matched, too. Bill's bodily dimensions matched those of the man in the warden's file, and precisely. So either West had somehow forgotten 2 years of his life, or there were two of him. The fact of the matter was the latter. There were two convicts at Leavenworth who unbelievably and yet undeniably were not identical twins, that is, they were no relation, but they certainly did appear in every way the same, same height, same weight, same face, even the same name, William West. One had begun serving his life sentence 2 years previous, one had just arrived. It was Warden McClotty who figured out how to figure it out. By employing a radical new method scoffed at by courts and law enforcement officials, but it worked. It worked. In fact, the Leavenworth coincidence, which I have just described, attracted so much attention that Warden McClotty's solution thereafter steadily gained acceptance among lawmen worldwide. For once upon a hard time, at Leavenworth Penitentiary in 1903, a new convict on the cell block came face to face with himself, his double in features and measurements and even in name, his human duplicate in every way but one, and that one significant difference would make all the difference in matters of crime and punishment forever after. For if you have ever wondered who was the first American to be identified by fingerprints, you now know there were two, a convict named Bill West and a convict named Bill West, because now you know the rest of the story.